One of the most celebrated singers in West Africa was Sori Kanjokweate. His spectacular voice might have sent him to global stardom, but he died suddenly in 1977 when he was 44. Now, some of his finest recordings have been collected on a 2-CD retrospective, and Banning Air has this review.
With Sori Kanjokweate, the voice is everything. It's rich, strong, pure, and passionate. There aren't many African singers of any era who can match Sori Kanjokweate on technique, articulation, or just sheer power. This song, Tara, is part of a centuries-old Mande praise song tradition, which Kweate inherited through his family line. But in his heyday, the 1960s and 70s, that tradition was getting a jazzy, big band makeover in Guinea. Clinking notes of the ancient wooden balafone tumble right into the popular Latin rhythms of the day. Africa was opening to the world, and nothing drove the point home better than Kweate's sublime tenor voice. One of the earliest recordings in this set, Nina, is a love song to a girl that Kweate first sang in the mid-50s. That might seem unremarkable, except when you consider that in a world of arranged marriages, artistic declarations of romantic love were rare at the time, even revolutionary. Nina is a landmark that inspired a succession of popular West African love songs. Roughly half of the tracks here are traditional performances, operatic renderings of epic stories from the past. Here, Kweate is accompanied by legendary players of the kora harp and the balafone. Sori Kanjokweate missed the global African music boom of the 80s and 90s. Imagining what he might have gone on to is one of those painful what-ifs in music history. The good news is, thanks to this collection, we can discover and savor one of the finest voices Africa has ever produced.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed La Voix de la Révolution, Voice of the Revolution, by Sori Kanjokweate.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.